This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Imagine the size of McDonald's U.S. advertising account. One company has just won all of that business, but there is a catch. The ad firm Omnicom may not turn a profit on the deal unless more people actually go in to buy burgers and fries. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that story.
Last year, McDonald's spent almost $1 billion on advertising, which makes it one of the most coveted accounts in the advertising world. But just how profitable the deal is for Omnicom is an open question. Contract details haven't been released, but McDonald's told Advertising Age that the deal will include some aspect of pay-for-performance. That means Omnicom's profits could be based on something like how many trips we take through the drive-thru and overall sales. But that's an arrangement Omnicom is willing to take.
We would never work for a client that we didn't feel fairly compensated by.
Wendy Clark is the CEO of DDB Worldwide, the Omnicom agency handling the McDonald's contract. She sees an opportunity to make even more money if the work resonates with customers.
We want to get paid more for more impact we create. So I think pay for performance is really a great thing.
And from the company's perspective, it's a way to avoid the usual price gouging associated with giant ad buys, says Mark Ritson, a marketing professor at the Melbourne Business School.
If the agency does a good job, you pay them, probably a bonus. If they don't do a good job, then you've got a pretty sophisticated hedge which prevents you having to overpay.
Ritson says having an iconic brand like McDonald's in your stable can pay off in other ways, such as attracting new business. But as you might imagine, working for a mystery profit isn't for everyone.
It limits our ability to make investments on behalf of the relationship and to put the best work and the best talent on there.
Aaron Shapiro is the CEO of Huge, an ad agency with clients such as Google, Lowe's, and Nike. He says linking pay to performance creates perverse incentives that might actually hurt sales.
All a deal like this is doing is creating strong economic incentives for the agencies to cut as many corners as possible to make it super price efficient, as opposed to being all about quality and breakthrough work that really moves the needle on the company's business.
Shapiro says companies that are growing really quickly actually prefer a straight fee contract because if sales go way up, they could actually end up paying more. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.